Let us begin a time of prayer as we come before the Lord in silence, in reflection of our hearts and lives before Him. Let us pray. God, our Creator, Father of our Redeemer, our hope, our strength, our peace, our provision, the lover of our hearts, the giver of gifts and graces, patient and omni-all God, as we come before you today, we lift our hearts to you. Father, for the things that are seen and the things that are unseen, spoken and unspoken, we bring it all before you, seeking forgiveness for the sin that may be in our life. And Father, strength to turn from it, to repent of it, and to walk away from it. For Father, we realize that you're in the life-changing business, that you're in the life-giving business, and that, Father, in you all things are possible. So we bring it all before you today. And Father, as we bring just our own needs, Father, we bring the needs of our community before you. Father, we see so many things. We read our papers and we look at our devices and we see, oh, Father, we just see so much. It's just sometimes overwhelming. We watch the national scene. We watch the world scene. Terrorist lives taken unnecessarily. Father, when will we learn to love one another? When will we learn to beat our weapons into plowshares? When will we come to the mountain of Zion and learn of war no more? Father, when will we learn to lay down jealousy, envy, and strife? When will we learn to put away greed, selfishness, and self-centeredness? Father, when will we learn to lay aside the isms that divide us, and the labels we stick on each other? Father, when will we learn to have the eyes of Christ and to look at one another with love, not condemnation and judgment? Father, that doesn't overcome, but love does. And before you, we find ourselves this morning with burdens and needs stacked high, sometimes overwhelmed by what we go through and what our families go through and what our communities go through. But Father, let us always keep it centered on you, to have faith in you, trust in you. Father, we realize that that adversary, Satan, he wants to create doubt in our hearts. And he wants to deceive us and think that all things are bad. But Father, as we look around, we just look around in our sanctuary this morning, we see you at work. We see you at work in the lives of each one of us. So Father, don't let us lose heart, but let us have faith. Let us know that you are still God on the throne. And let our faith rest in you, not in the systems of this world, but in you. And Father, we pray for our leaders. We pray for our churches. We pray for our communities, our schools, our hospitals, our emergency services people. Father, we lift it all before you, and we know that you hear us when we pray. And now we'll join our hearts and our voices to pray once more as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.